greatest storyteller, and a short time ago he told a great story about little orphan Annie. You didn't know, but I have this in my office. Ooh. And on behalf of everybody, there's one of little orphan Annie's goodies. Yeah.
This is a priceless little orphan Annie mug, and on the side it says, did you ever taste anything as good as Ovaltine? It's good for you, too.
Are we going to get in trouble
Sandy,
with sponsors
here's
today?
Here's Sandy saying, arf.
That's all Sandy ever said, by the way, right?
Very bad part, Sandy had.
You've got another story for us.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
Let's have a nice warm welcome for Gene Shepherd, right?
All right. Now, this is a story about presents. Now, we all have gotten presents in our life, right? You know, birthday presents and stuff. You know, it's a funny thing about presents. People, when you're a kid, never know what you really want for a present. How many times have you gotten a present you really hated? Be careful, your mother may be watching. Well, let me tell you what happened to me when I was 10. You know, a 10-year-old boy, he's getting pretty tough, and I was out playing baseball and football all the time. And I had this aunt. Now, she's the kind who, every time you see her, says, "Oh, you have really grown." What did she expect you to do? You know, get littler or something? It's every time, and she would give me this big kiss. I was always embarrassed. Hey, how many of you got an aunt that kisses you like that, you know? Slobbers all over you. And she says, "Oh, how big you have grown." Well, on my 10th birthday, she came over to the house, and she had a big box for a gift. Now, remember, I'm a boy, and I play football, and I play baseball, and I was all excited. See, I figured I was going to get something great, like a first baseman's mitt, or a hockey stick, or a boxing glove to hit Schwartz in the face with. Something great, see? And she gives me this big box, and my mother stands there, and I opened it up. You know how exciting it is to open a present? Oh, man, I open this thing up, and I take the top off. Oh, no. Worse than that, it was a pair of bedroom slippers in the shape of little bunnies. And they had two little eyes with two big pink ears. And they were fuzzy, and these little eyes kept looking up, and my mother says, "Oh, isn't that nice? Put them on, Jeannie." Oh, and I put on the bunny slippers. And they made my feet hot. And I walked around, and on each one of them had two little eyes looking up at me. And I was so embarrassed. And I went into the bedroom, and my kid brother was laying on the bed there, see, and he looked over and he says, "You're wearing bunny slippers." I said, "Shut up!" I took them off, and ever since that time, every time my Aunt Glenn came over, I had to put on my bunny slippers. Because my mother says, "You're going to hurt her feelings." Well, one day, my Aunt Glenn is over there at the house, and I'm very embarrassed. I'm sitting there wearing my light blue bunny slippers. When in came Schwartz. And he saw me with my bunny slippers. 5 minutes later, he went out to the Cub Scout troop, and he told everybody, "Shepherd wears bunny slippers." I might add, it was that week that I learned how to fist fight. Any kid that wears bunny slippers has got to learn how to fist fight. Now, the present that I really wanted, now listen to this, kids, was a BB gun. Oh, I wanted a BB gun for Christmas so much. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. And I remember the day when my mother says, "What do you want for Christmas, Jeannie?" I said, BB gun. And she said, without missing a beat, you'll shoot your eye out. That's a typical mother thing. They're always saying stuff like that, right? Right. You hear that, mothers? Shoot your eye out. They're always saying stuff like that. So I still wanted a BB gun. So at school, Miss Shields in the Warren G. Harding School asked us to write a theme on what we wanted for Christmas. So I wrote this paper. You know, you have to write a paper in school. And I wrote it. I want a BB gun. Because sometimes maybe bears will come in the house. Gotta have a good reason, see. And I could protect the house. My mother would be happy if I could keep the bears away from the house. I handed it in, and the next day it comes back, and in red crayon on the top of the theme, it said, C minus. You'll shoot your eye out. Well, so the only thing I could do, I went down to the department store. It was just before Christmas. Have you ever stood in line for Santa Claus? Any of you? Oh, I says, well, I've got to go tell Santa Claus about this. So I stood in line, me and Schwartz. And there were thousands of kids ahead of us. And finally, I got up to the front where Santa Claus was sitting. Great big Santa Claus, had tremendous white beard. And he says, come on, sit up on my knee. Ho, ho, ho. And I squatted on his knee, and he says, what do you have, little boy? Ho, ho, ho. I said, Doc, I want a BB gun. And he says, you'll shoot your eye out, kid. Even Santa Claus. Well, the next day was Christmas, and I figured what I'm going to get is a football or a crummy sled. 5 o'clock in the morning, I'm up, and I walk down the stairs, and there's the Christmas tree, and all this stuff is piled up. I'm the only kid that's up, and the snow is outside of the house. It was cold, and there's a great big long package there, and it says, to Jeannie. I open it up, and there is a Red Ryder BB gun. I've got a BB gun. And it had targets with it. And it had BBs. Remember, it was 5 a.m. I was all excited. So I go out of the house. I put on my coat. I put a target up on the porch. And I go back about 20 feet, see? And I take aim like this. My new BB gun. At the target. And I go, boom. And it was a brief instant. I could see the BB go. And then suddenly went, boom, bam, smash! Oh! The BB bounced back and hit me right in the eye! Oh! So maybe your mother knows something after all, kid.
Oh, what a lovely story.
Dean, thank you. Thank you.
So beware of BB guns.
Oh.
Listen to your mother. She knows a few things.
Yeah, they really do.
She's
what a lovely
there.
Story.
Thank
yeah,
you, Bob. By the way, that happens to be a truthful story, and I'll tell you one little other thing about it. When I was a little kid, I wore glasses, and the BB came back and broke my glasses. That's a terrible thing. And my mother later said to me, Bob, she says, what happened to your glasses? Who broke them? And I said, Randy stepped on.
I thought it was Schwartzy. That
was my kid brother.
Oh, Randy, well, that's lovely.
He hated me the rest of my life for it.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you,
absolute
Bob.
Pleasure for us to have you on Wonderama. And I hope you'll come back and
listen,
tell
Bob.
Us some more stories.
There you go.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, listen, I am also a musician, Bob. Would you like to see me perform?
As a matter of fact, we have you scheduled later on in the program, and you're in for a special treat because I understand you play your head.
I play a very rare instrument.
Yeah.
At the age of 5, I learned, standing next to the refrigerator, to play on the top of my head.
Well,
I the radio, so if you want
we
to
don't want to tell anybody too much about it because they're in for a real treat. So if you want to see Gene play his
gang.
Head... Stick around.
So
don't you go away. We'll be right back.